we should probably explain what a remix is. It kind of seems self-evident to a lot of people, but it might not be. So, Guy, what is a remix?
Well, it is quite... I don't think it's quite explanatory. It's not a self-explanatory term. Because once, for a Secret Archives track, I did a remix. And I think I literally did a remix, because all I wanted to do was change the mix of the levels on certain parts in the track. And it was unreleased, as I'm aware. It was the Sari Seltuk Louder Drums remix.
Yeah, which once we changed everything on it, ended up sounding exactly like the original, but with slightly louder drums.
But that's all I wanted. Although I did say that in advance. All I want to do is make the drums louder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in my mind, that's the literal idea of a remix. But what a remix has become is almost like in a film, a director's cut. But where in a film you wouldn't have a different director doing that, in music that's the case. So, for example, one of our artists writes an amazing piece of music, and we give the core parts of that, which we in the trade call the stems, to a different producer and say, do something with this. And often producers will take a completely different approach, but hopefully keep something of the original in there. Vince, would you say that was right?
I would say that was right. And traditionally, of course, in the music industry, the remixer gets very little credit. They certainly don't get any kind of percentage points around any of that kind of stuff, because all the rights belong to the original artist, or more likely their blood-sucking record label.